Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Dale Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Dre Nitschke.
Chris Everett.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? Another edition of Talking Sports brought to you by PostShare.com. We are together today, but next Friday, as of right now, you will be flying solo.
I hope everybody tunes in.
Today or next week while you're flying solo?
Both.
Han Solo?
Crash and burn, huh,
Matt? I'm just saying, it could be, you know, again, solo next week. Do I want to start guns a-blazing, or do I want to ease into it, or do I not want to bring up the buffoonery?
Do we ever ease into it?
Okay. I am looking forward to so much the failure that Orlando City Soccer is going to experience. I am looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. They bought in so much to the hype. Do they not realize that, and I know you're going to give your rebuttal, and I know you're a soccer guy and all that stuff, but do they realize that soccer is not very successful in the States of America?
It's a different landscape now.
It's still not on the MLB level, which is struggling.
They don't think that.
Yes, they do.
Absolutely
in Orlando.
Not.
In Orlando, they do.
No, they don't.
I spoke to them today.
I know you did. And no, they don't think they're on the level of MLB.
They think that not only they are on the level of MLB, they believe that they will sell out every game. They believe that their crap doesn't stink. And after, they're going to realize, whenever game two is, I couldn't even tell you.
It's 2 weeks after.
The attendance that they will have at game two will be half of what they have on Sunday.
No one.
Okay, I say it will.
It'll be less because the seats available is going to be less than half of the what's
unacceptable.
Available.
And that's why they're doing it, because they won't be able to sell those seats, and that's why they're going to close the upper whatever, because they can't sell them.
So that is 100% contradictory to what you just said, because if they thought they were on the level of MLB, then they'd keep it open and try to sell more.
They do think they're on the level of MLB, and they are going to realize that they're not, because they can't sell tickets, which is why they are closing the seats that they have sold for Sunday. And sooner or later, they're going to realize they're not on MLB level. They're not on NFL level. They're not on NHL level, which is, at least here in Florida, a level that's not very high. Tampa's kicking ass. I understand that, Tampa Bay Lightning. But what I'm saying is hockey is still not where it could be, where it should be.
You think it could?
Do I think it could in Florida?
No, I'll say nationally, not necessarily Florida, but nationally. Do you think it could continue to grow?
No.
I think it's sort of at its...
Yeah, it is. No, hockey is... I'm just saying that it was upsetting with the conversation that I did have today.
Yeah.
The lack of conversations that I've had leading up to. And up until, what was it, yesterday? I think it was yesterday. Maybe the day before, but possibly, I don't remember when they agreed. There wasn't even going to be a game on Sunday.
That it was 2 days ago.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they finally got their CBA. I didn't realize that they didn't even have a free agency system
right.
in place.
Right.
Which was the main reason why there was such a what is that word? The word that I can use. Traffic jam. An impasse, if you will. There was no free agency set up. A couple other things, but that was the biggest one. But they got that hashed out, and now the season will go on. But yeah, no, I
yeah, no.
I don't think that they feel they're as big as MLB. Do I think, based on...
I'm surprised that you were in on the conversation I had this morning that you wasn't in on.
Well, I've talked to another individual, a part of the network.
Nobody was in on the conversation that I had.
No,
this morning.
They think
they are above all, even to the point was, and this will be the final thing, and then we'll move on. They claimed that they went to the WTAN website.
Yeah.
And that WTAN has no sports.
Right.
I guess they consider the just because the Orlando Magic are a bad basketball team, they're still a sports team.
Correct.
Just because the Tampa Bay Rays haven't started yet, they are a sports team.
Right.
The Blue Jays, they're going to kick ass this year, by the way. And I will be out covering the Blue Jays tomorrow. I'm looking forward to...
Who are they playing?
The Jays are playing the Phillies. Russell Martin now behind the dish of the Blue Jays. So I'm going to go hang out with him, a huge MMA fan. So we're going to talk some MMA.
We should get him on the Thursday show. That'd be kind of interesting.
I will talk to him tomorrow about getting him on in 2 weeks.
That'd be cool.
Next week, I will be live in Dallas. You'll be at the big studio on both Thursday and Friday. Mm-hmm. Elias Theodore will be our co-host as of now on Thursday. So I'm looking forward to that. Baseball-wise.
Yes.
Did you hear the story about the New York Yankees? They had a simulated game on, I believe it was Tuesday. I went to the Yankees versus Phillies at Bright House Field.
Wednesday.
On Tuesday. Right. I went on Tuesday.
Oh, the simulated game was...
I went to the Yankees versus the Phillies on Tuesday. I believe the rest of the Yankees had a simulated game over at Tampa. At Bright House, they brought Jacoby, and I think they brought one or two other guys, and that's it.
Okay.
In the simulated game, did you eat today, by the way?
I have.
Kind of feel like you're getting ready for competition. Okay.
No, I'm good.
One Yankee struck out in the simulated game, batting against the pitching machine. A-Rod went, I believe it was 1-for-3, against the pitching machine. The pitching machine beat the New York Yankees. Now, the University of Tampa beat the Phillies, but the pitching machine beat the New York Yankees. How do you strike out against a pitching machine?
Well, I think one of the stats that I have seen is...
That's not answering my question.
Well, it's getting to it. It's my explanation to my answer. Since, I'd say during A-Rod's downfall over the last couple of years, one of the things that he was so good at was hitting fastballs that were like 95 or 96 and above. And his slugging percentage against a mid to high 90s fastball has significantly decreased and has gotten closer to the league average.
Now, I didn't say that it was A-Rod that struck out to the pitching machine.
But this is an example. Again, the Yankees, they're an aging team in general.
How does a major league baseball player...
I agree.
...strike out...
If you can't hit a fastball, you're...
Against a pitching machine.
There.
I don't care if it's the fastball, the curveball. I mean, it's throwing the exact same pitch.
Right.
So how does a triple A baseball player strike out against a pitching machine?
Yeah. It shouldn't happen.
I think if you have a pitching machine throw underhand, softball-wise, I'm not striking out.
I'd agree with that.
I'll line out.
You know what? Honestly, I don't think I've ever seen you strike out.
I have struck out looking. I have not struck out.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I've struck out looking. You know, you think it's a ball. Umpire doesn't like me. Normal. It's not close.
I believe that story.
Yeah. Allegedly, the umpire doesn't like me. But no, I think I've struck. Well, I know I've struck out looking. But I've never struck. And it's not against a pitching machine. But you don't strike out swinging. That's bad.
Yeah.
You know, there's a possibility that I might have, because I think it goes into the scorebook as a strikeout if you foul out.
Yeah.
You know, so I would say over the illustrious 40 some years that I've played softball, I'm sure that I have fouled out at least one time or not. You know, you would think so. Big news for not only Talking Sports and WTAN, but the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as the re-signing of Danny Lansana.
Yeah, they signed a couple guys who were at the end of their contracts. I guess from what I read, Lansana has been given the qualifying offer. He hasn't signed it yet, but in all likelihood, everybody's expecting him to sign it. Is that jiving with what you,
Danny,
what you know?
No, you know, to be honest, I haven't talked to Danny other than the Nashville event coming up. And I know that I'm all over the place, but
yeah.
How about for the Nashville event? So far, I have locked in Randy Couture, who has another appearance on Hawaii Five-0 coming up.
He's at the Arnold Sports Festival right now.
He's with somebody else, too. Somebody else is up there with him. I think Chuck is doing something. But
I saw Chuck Liddell on TV last night on Sean Hannity's show on Fox News, and he was putting Sean Hannity through an MMA workout. It was
really
pretty interesting.
Very cool.
Actually.
Back to the Make-A-Wish, Nashville, April 7th, Bob Sapp.
Sweet.
Who was in The Longest Yard. And do you know how big that dude is? Do you know how big he is?
He's pretty.
I knew that he was heavy. You know, he's checking in about 350. I knew he was a big dude.
How tall is he?
That's the thing. I thought he was about 6'2", 6'3", 6'7".
Holy moly.
He is a large, large man. So Bob Sapp is coming. Tito Ortiz is coming.
350 out a little bit.
I will have my MMA guys backing me up in case something goes down on Broad Street or Broadway or whatever it's called there as we head over to the barbecue place. Speaking of food, I have been training all day for tonight's Festival of Speed event.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is a big deal. Tonight is the VIP event. We do have a pair of tickets to give away. And I put it out on our Facebook page that you can email, you can tweet, you can Facebook post, you can hand deliver a message, you could call in, request the tickets, and we will pull a winner. We also have tickets for the event on Sunday, so if you'd like to go out to that.
Yes, there are two events. There are tickets for there are two different sets of tickets.
Vincent Jackson, by the way, I know you put it up on the website.
Yes.
He's the Grand Marshal.
That's not, in a couple weeks. That's
not being sent to the New York Jets.
No. No. We're managing to keep him.
Did you get what I did there?
I did. Yeah. Okay. I think I did.
Okay. I said the Marshal. I said the Marshal, meaning Marshall.
Yeah, he's Marshall.
And Marshall just got traded, I believe, to
the Jets.
The New York Jets.
Have we heard what that's for? What the Bears are getting?
Because they don't want him in Chicago. That's what they're getting in return.
For the great price of free. I'm looking at an article right now that says, Adrian Peterson lists the Bucks as a possible landing spot?
That's tremendous. That's awesome.
Oh.
First, is Minnesota going to get rid of him? Until Minnesota decides that they're getting rid of him, it's a moot point.
Because it's their decision, even if he wants out.
Exactly. I know you want out of this show, but you're contracted in. So there is no way you could leave as long as there is a contract.
Speaking of leaving, Reggie Wayne not going to be signed to an extension.
How about Wilford? Same up in New England.
Are these actual... Is there any sort of possibility that these guys could end up in Tampa?
No, anybody can end up in Tampa, sure. Tampa Bay.
Reality.
Well, it depends.
The hypothetical.
You know, well, again... Yeah, everybody could end up here. What I find funny all over Facebook and all over social media is every time somebody is released, he's a perfect fit for Tampa Bay. Have you seen that?
Well, isn't that sort of...
That's fans.
Okay. Well, that's fans then. Not necessarily media.
Yeah, no, it's... Well, and there's some media that think, Sue, would Sue be a great fit here with Tampa Bay?
How much would you change the defense? Because,
from
honestly...
good to kick ass?
Well... Yeah.
Yeah.
I see that, but you want to that he's going to command a lot of money. Uh-huh. You want to use your money more wisely and spend money where you hurt the most, which was offense. Be it offensive line, be it quarterback, what have you.
Very true. Now, supposedly Sue has already made his decision. There's a lot of talk, and this to me is a little surprising, but it's the Miami Dolphins that everything I've read is where Sue wants to go. Would you bring him in here? I would bring him in, again, I'm not a general manager. I'm not talking the money wise, even though I know you have to.
Sure.
And his money is just going to be he is going to break the bank. There is absolutely, you know, no doubt on that. But let's go back to Peterson for a second, and then we'll hit this the first break. Would you want Peterson here? My first thing as you're thinking about it is he hasn't played in over a year. He was dwindling as it was, still one of the best. At one point, he was the best. Now he's one of the best. Now being out a year, do you bring him? Is there interest, if you were the general manager, in Adrian Peterson? And when you're asking Adrian Peterson, then you also have to ask the same thing. Is there interest in Ray Rice?
Are we okay? Because you're bringing up people who, yes, there's on the field issues, but there's also the off the field issues.
Well, and that's the whole reason that the discussion is even being made, because of the off the field issues, is a reason why you may be able to get him on the field. Again, the Ray Rice bothers me obviously a ton more, you know, than the Adrian Peterson. If Ray Rice has suffered the consequences, whatever those consequences are, it goes back to the Michael Vick thing. There was people dead against Michael Vick coming back. He paid the circumstance. Whether you believe, I believe, or anybody believes it was enough is a moot point. If the powers that be, the government, decided this is what your penalty is, and he paid it, it's time to move on, and unfortunately, he's back. Would the same be with Ray Rice?
I think before you worry about a running back, you make sure that there you have a strong enough O-line to make the running lanes open.
Yeah, but you could get either one of those guys, and I agree with you. The O-line, you need to address. And, you know, there's still been a lot of the talk about the Eagle trade and all these trades. I think it's obvious, and the Four-Letter Network has been saying this, that Winston is coming. He was here. He was shown around. Did you see the picture on Facebook? Light was in the locker room with Winston, pointing to a locker, and the post underneath said, "This is your locker." Now, somebody made that up. But we will continue talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, baseball, Tampa Bay Rays kicking off, spring training, a lot of stuff still to get to, and we'll get to some of it, not all, some of it. I still want to talk some UFC and MMA stuff. We'll do that. And Woolery, Chuck Woolery used to say in two and two. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
At Tour de Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Tour de Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Tour de Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the 5-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
We are celebrating music in our local schools, and you can help. Wanted, gently used, or new musical instruments. Budget Self Storage is collecting instruments for our public schools. In these economic times and budget cuts, our music programs have been hit hard. In March, you can drop off your instrument at any Budget Self Storage location. Budget will bring them to a local school. Together, we can make a difference, helping a child make music.
Let's get it started. In here.
Hey Tampa, looking for your next adventure? How about a day filled with 25 epic obstacles, crazy costumes, rockin' music, and plenty of beer? The 5th annual Rugged Maniac 5K Obstacle Race is returning to the Tampa area on May 9th with just what you need. Grab your friends and get ready for the adventure of a lifetime as you climb mountains of stacked shipping containers, rocket down a 50-foot water slide, jump over fire, bounce on trampolines, and crawl through underground tunnels of dirty, yucky mud, all while wearing whatever insane costume you and your friends come up with. But the fun doesn't stop there. Join thousands of partiers in the massive festival where you can play in adult bounce houses, ride mechanical bulls, dance your butt off in the foam pit, and enjoy cold craft beer from Harpoon Brewery. Rugged Maniac 5K Obstacle Race, Saturday, May 9th. That Little Everglades Ranch in Dade City. Don't miss out on this wild and crazy day of fun. Get off the couch and do something exciting with your weekend. Tickets are selling fast, so grab your friends and register today at ruggedmaniac.com. That's ruggedmaniac.com.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Jimmy Kimmel, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
So I found this on Twitter, and I know you want to stay on football for another few minutes. So I found this on Twitter from HuffPost.com.
Okay.
Huntington, I think it's the Huntington Beach area. Ex-NFL player Nate Jackson says he smoked marijuana to avoid prescription drug addiction. Former Broncos tight end Nate Jackson says he believes the NFL will have no choice but to remove marijuana from its list of banned substances in the near future.
I disagree with that. I understand his thought process, his methodology. I'm okay with it if he has a prescription for it. That said, I don't think the NFL anytime soon is going to remove it from their banned list, and he would then, if he was still playing, pop positive and be...
I'm pretty sure he would pop positive if he was tested today. He said that he avoided painkillers as much as he could during his six-year career from 03 to 08. Instead, he self-medicated with marijuana so that he wouldn't retire addicted to prescription drugs like so many of his contemporaries.
I get that.
Oh, I get it.
I understand that. But yeah, it's not going to be off the ban list anytime soon, so... Like his contemporaries, if they have the same thought process and follow that same path, they can do that. But if they get a drug test, they're going to pop positive and they're going to get a suspension.
Unless they're Vanderlei Silva and they run from the test.
I wonder what the NFL would do if somebody ran from a test. What their course of action would be.
Probably the same thing. You'd be suspended.
Well,
you'd be suspended. And most likely...
For longer than the four games for a first time?
You would have to be. You would have to be. You can't do lesser than everybody would run.
No, not saying less, say more.
No, I'm saying it has to be more. Because if it's the same or less, then why wouldn't you do it? Everybody yeah. would do it. So, yeah, it would definitely have to be more.
Fair enough.
Real quick, back to the one of the commercials that just ran for the Rugged Maniac race coming up May 9th. We have some entries. If you would like to be involved, race it for free. Hit me up. We have some promo codes. We can get you into the race and part of Team Knockout Radio. And I'm even going to attempt to do it myself.
We were talking, well, that's worth the price of admission.
It certainly is just to watch.
Which is free. Yeah. So we were talking about the Bucks beforehand. Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson, Sue, Will Fork, whatever. And obviously, Winston in this area has had a lot of press recently because of the visit. This is the, correct me if I'm wrong, but the earliest a draft-eligible player has visited a team.
I think so.
Could this be all
smoke and mirrors? Of course it could. Of course it could.
Would they go this far out of their way to bring him and to make such a big deal of this?
I think it would obviously depend on who they're trying to. If in fact that it's the conspiracy thing, first and foremost, I think you're bringing the wrong player in and playing that card if it's a conspiracy and you're trying to do something devious.
Okay.
Because if you bring in Mariota, who the Eagles want, then you may get the Eagles to even do something stupider than they may even do.
Okay.
I'm not sure anybody really is in love with Winston like Kelly is with Mariota for obvious reasons. That's yeah. his quarterback. So I don't see it as a ploy to get somebody interested in making the trade for the pick. I don't. Because nobody else has been out there saying, I want him, I want him, I want. Obviously, there's teams that would take him. I think he is the pick. I think he is the guy. And if Greg Hendrick is listening in Las Vegas, who gave me crap about this last week.
And rightfully so,
I say. It's not rightfully so.
I say so.
I disagree. Things change. If when I said it, what are you looking at me like that for? I think today is
how much.
I think today is going to be the what day am I looking for when you and I actually do some MMA in the studio.
There's not enough room.
We'll make room. Things change for whatever reason. When I made the statement that there is no way Lovie Smith brings in Winston,
yeah.
I believed it when I said it. Mm-hmm. Now things have changed.
But how much has changed?
I think a ton has changed. I think they have fallen in love with him. From the combine. I think they have fallen in love with him while he was in town.
I thought, in my opinion, he lost value. He lost stock every single day since the Rose Bowl. If you look at the stats from last season as a whole, if you look at what happened at the Rose Bowl, and then when you compare him and what happened at the combine, Mariota is head and shoulders superior.
It doesn't matter what either one of us think.
Absolutely.
What
sure.
matters is what they think. And I think they think Winston is the guy. I think they believe he will be a much better pro quarterback than Mariota. Whether it's the system, whether they've, after sitting down and talking to him, all of his off-field stuff, which has been awful, but he was young. He is young. Whatever. I just think that is the way that they are going to go. Now, just because I changed my opinion of the way they're going to go. 6 months ago, I never thought that you would drive over the speed limit. After being with you for 6 months, I now think you would drive over the speed limit. It's the same thing. Things change on a daily basis. I now think they think differently over at One Buccaneer Place. One Buccaneer Palace, I think it's now called, as One Buck Place is gone.
Interesting. All right.
I'm just saying. Okay. You know, and it's, you can go with this with any athlete. Your favorite sport, your favorite player, your favorite whatever. The Tampa Bay Rays would never go after X. Mm-hmm. A year later, they can get him cheap. Let's just use Sue for whatever.
Okay.
Sue is going to get $190 million. Okay?
Okay.
There is no way the Tampa Bay Buccaneers would sign Sue. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, his price now drops, for whatever reason, to $72 million. Now, I would say, the Bucks are going to go after Sue. So am I a flip-flopper because I've now changed my opinion? There's circumstances that make opinions change.
I understand it in that aspect, with that particular example, because that is a significant change. But in my mind, as I said, since the end of the season last year to now, I thought Mariota was the right pick then, and I think he's the right pick now.
But do you think that he is the pick?
That I cannot go out on a limb and say.
Well, yeah, you can. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know. But that's what I'm saying.
What do you think they're going to do?
I think there's a good chance they're going to make, in my opinion, the wrong pick and pick Winston.
Okay. And that's what I think as well. 866-1340. If you want to pick up the phone, feel free to do it. When we return, we are going to talk about my favorite sport. And we'll talk about it when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project, or maybe want a true partner for all your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions, and we want to work for you. For all your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Come join the party. Today, the 2015 Florida Strawberry Festival starts the party with Tampa Bay Times Day from noon to 10 p.m. Save $4 on the Fun Pack Ride coupon book with a printed coupon from the Tampa Bay Times. Later, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. is Moonlight Magic for just $20. Country sweetheart Loretta Lynn appears at 3:30. And Boys to Men at 7:30. Tomorrow, it's Dan and Shay and John Legend on the Wish Farm Soundstage. The 2015 Florida Strawberry Festival, now through March 8th, with hundreds of exhibits, arts and crafts, free entertainment, and awesome food featuring Plant City's homegrown party favorite, our delicious strawberry shortcake. Get details, information, and tickets today at flstrawberryfestival.com. That's flstrawberryfestival.com. Or visit a public supermarket for discounted admission tickets. The 2015 Florida Strawberry Festival. Come join the party.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
We are celebrating music in our local schools, and you can help. Wanted, gently used or new musical instruments. Budget Self Storage is collecting instruments for our public schools. In these economic times and budget cuts, our music programs have been hit hard. In March, you can drop off your instrument at any Budget Self Storage location. Budget will bring them to a local school. Together, we can make a difference, helping a child make music.
Do you like the lore of speed and the finest in luxury? Then come to the Festivals of Speed presented by Burt Smith Porsche, Sunday, March 8th at the Vinoy Park, downtown St. Petersburg. Festivals of Speed is a gathering of the world's most exotic automobiles, motorcycles, watercrafts, and luxury brands. Names like Porsche, Rolls-Royce, Bentley, Lamborghini, and others will all be on display. For more information, visit festivalsofspeed.com or call 352-385-9450.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey,
what's going on? This is Tug McGraw, talking sports with Randy Harris. Hope you're listening in. Have some fun.
That liner brings back memories. One of my favorite players of all time, the Tugster, Tug McGraw, and how he would always bang his glove on his knee as he would come off the mound. That was telling his family and his wife he loved them and was thinking of them. It was definitely...
Oh, I didn't know there was...
Yeah, it was very cool.
More to it. That's cool.
Yep. And then, you know, Tug was here. Tim and Faith were here as Tug was going through what eventually took his life here in the Tampa Bay area. All right, so we're talking about favorite sports. I know yours, you'll be up there on Sunday. My favorite sport will be in town in a couple of weeks as well.
Competitive eating?
Competitive eating. You are right. Now, I won't be competitive eating, but I will be a celebrity judge at the Cuban Sandwich Festival in Tampa. And I want to let's get some more information. We've been talking about it, but let's go to the guy in charge about this event, Victor Padilla. Victor, how are you, sir?
Good. How you doing, Randy?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time, and I'm getting excited. I'm doing some training so I can be the best judge there is. But let's talk about this upcoming Cuban Sandwich Festival.
All right. Let's talk about it. Well, it's going to be on March 21st and 22nd. The 21st, we're making the world's largest Cuban sandwich at 105 feet. And La Segunda Central is going to be providing the bread for it, and we have different contestants and celebrity people coming to help us make the sandwich, which we cut up at the end after it's documented, and we give it to the homeless. Then on March 22nd is the big festival day. That one, the 21st, is at HCC Ybor City campus. Then the second day is at Ybor City Centennial Park, which is the big day, which you'll be there as well, and eating a lot of Cuban sandwiches. And that's where we have the big Cuban sandwich contest, and we have live entertainment, all types of food vendors and business vendors. We're going to have a cigar lounge, and just quite the event.
Before I ask you about the competition on Sunday, let's go back just for a second on the Saturday event. How long do you anticipate it taking to make that sandwich?
Say that again, I'm sorry?
How long do you anticipate it's going to take to make that sandwich on Saturday?
Okay, unbelievably, you think it would take forever. Probably after they cut the bread and open it up, no more than 20 minutes. It's made.
Really? That's quicker than what it takes me to make a regular sandwich in my kitchen.
Yeah, it's quite the sight. And now that it's 105 feet, it maybe gives about, you got to give it like maybe 10 more minutes. So let's say 30 minutes.
Still, that's certainly not bad. All right, let's jump to Sunday and talk about the competition. How many different companies, restaurants, you know, will be involved? And is it just restaurateurs, you know, that can even be involved in this?
Yes, it's restaurants, also it's food trucks, and who are competing. We have all different types of competitors that come, and we from all over the state. We just did the first Miami Cuban Sandwich Festival contest in Miami, so the winner is Sergio's, which will be coming up from Miami to throw down in our world's best Cuban sandwich category. And they are from Miami. We have people from Panama City, all over the state, and also local ones as well. So you can be a restaurant, you can have a cafe, you can have a food truck. Anybody can come and throw down in the Cuban Sandwich Festival contest. It's also, we have four categories, which I'll say real quick. We have the world's best Cuban sandwich all around. Then we have the Tampa Cuban sandwich, which is traditional to Tampa. Then we have a non-traditional sandwich, which is anything between two pieces of Cuban bread, or, you know, have the Cuban sandwich between anything like donut bread or, you know, something original like that. And then we have the popular public vote, which is where the public votes who they like is the best.
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. But before we let you go, and it's a great event. It's going to be a lot of fun, but there's also a big reason behind it. It's a fundraiser. So talk about the fundraiser and talk about how people can help and get involved in the fundraising.
Well, the fundraiser, we're raising funds for Amberlynn Padilla, which is our granddaughter, who she's a miracle every day that she's alive. She was born with diaphragmatic hernia syndrome, where she was born without a diaphragm, and we raised money to help with the cost of caring for her. Our son, who's in the Navy, they have her. She's about almost 4 years old now, and now she's they're trying to raise money for a standalone to teach her how to begin to stand on her own and walk. And then we're also raising money as well for New Beginnings Ministries, which is a tremendous rehab ministry, as you know, and they do a lot in the community, feeding the homeless and so forth.
How can people help? Is it just coming out and
yeah, they can go www.thecubansandwichfestival.com. They can click on where Amberlynn's picture is, also on our website, which is www.latin-times.com, and there is a picture of Amberlynn where they can go to a place called GoFundMe, and they can help as well.
And we'll put all the links out.
And if they come out, they can help donate. There'll be a booth for her as well and for New Beginnings, and she will be there.
Well, hopefully a lot of people will come out and support this great fundraising event as well as the event itself. It's going to be a lot of fun. Victor, thank you very much for your time, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks, Randy. Don't forget to practice lifting your arm, biting the sandwich. Lifting your arm, biting the sandwich.
I think I'm going to practice as soon as the show is over. All right. Thanks, man.
All right. God bless. Thank you so
Take
much.
Take care. That is Victor Padilla. It is going to be a really cool event. The first inaugural was down in Miami. Caught myself. And then the fourth annual will be coming up on the 21st and 22nd. I've got a couple, I don't want to get in trouble, a couple Tampa Bay football players that play from September through the end of December will be celebrity judges as well.
Okay.
Does that narrow it down?
Technically.
Chris Hovan was just re-signed, by the way, by the Tampa Bay Storm to coach another year. Yeah. Well, he's been coaching, you know, for a few years now.
I remember the first time you took me over to the then Tampa Bay Times Forum to see a Storm practice. He was there working with guys in the end zone. I'd never met him before.
Good dude.
Speaking of the Forum, the Amalie Arena going under they have a 2-year renovation plan right now, making it even better. Spending $25 million to add on a new club level, adding about 160 seats, new concession stands, rebuilding the restrooms. That's always handy.
Maybe they should rebuild the one in the press box, too. I didn't know that it's a single one because I never go to the bathroom. Yeah. I try never to go to the bathroom away from my house, my studio.
You like your litter box.
Yeah. The litter, exactly. So I followed a guy.
I'm the same way.
I followed a guy into the bathroom.
Oops. I mean, it's a big
bathroom. It was a single one.
Yeah,
it's
big
huge.
Bathroom, but it's one seater.
Right. I didn't know that. And the guy turned and looked at me. I'm like, dude, I didn't know. Sue me.
Oops.
I'm here to watch.
We were talking a little bit about some baseball and spring training, and Rays had their first game yesterday against the O's. Cobb's going to be the opening day starter. He's already been named by new manager Kevin Cash. Looks like the rotation is going to be Cobb, Archer, Smiley, Odorizzi, and then right now the number 5 spots under competition. So Price and Shields, I guess it's the last 7 seasons, mm-hmm. were the 2 opening day starters. So obviously they are under different management nowadays.
I don't even get all hyped up and excited until opening day.
And actually, that gets me back to sort of my new question, but we're going back to talking about the Yankees and specifically A-Rod, because obviously this is his first game, his first live pitching in about 18 months. So when you look at it, obviously when you're talking about the team, the whole team, spring training, not that big of a deal. It's right. More for the individual players. How big is it for somebody who hasn't been playing for that long, for whatever reason, be it injury, be it suspension or whatever, or just somebody moving from one team to the next?
Two entirely different scenarios. You know, moving from one team to another is not that big of a deal. does it, you know, guys do it all the time, women do it all the time. The thing about A-Rod, and if that's what you're asking about A-Rod in particular, he was awful before he got suspended.
Yeah, he was having a significant decline.
So I expect awfulness out of him now. If you were to take, you know, and it happens in MMA, and we do need to touch base after, you know, this break about what happened last week, Ronda Rousey, all that kind of stuff. But when you're at not even the top of the game, but in the upper echelon of the game, and then you take a substantial departure, whether it's by suspension, whether by, you know, military duty like the Korean Zombie or whatever. But if you're at almost the top and then you come back, I would expect you to be still near that. A-Rod left when he was awful. He was awful. He was so bad he was being benched. This is a guy that most people thought during the time he was going to break the home run record. Before the suspension, he was awful. I don't expect much different from him now.
Didn't look at it that way.
I found an interesting story. I've heard an interesting story about LeBron James, and I'll talk about that, and we'll talk about Ronda Rousey as well when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course, a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
At Tour de Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Tour de Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Tour de Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Once upon a time when turkey legs fell from the sky and mermaids and pirates washed in with the tide. That time is now at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival.
Watch as these burly men put their strength to the test for the Florida State Highland Heavy Games. See Highland dancers or participate in the IAF Florida State Arm Wrestling Championships. Discount coupons available at Subway. Discount tickets available at Walgreens, Circle K, and BayAreaRenFest.com.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Billy Bob Thornton here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Final segment of today's show. Next week, I will be live in Dallas covering UFC. I don't know. What number is it?
185.
Well, okay. I don't know. There's just so many. 184 was last week.
Yep. That was a big one.
Why was it big?
It was important. It was historical in nature.
Why? Because Ronda Rousey was the main event? She's been the main event before.
Because the main event and the co-main event were women's MMA fights.
And I thought that it took a substantial hit, which I stand by. But on the same lines, I've seen some numbers. Between 500 and 600,000 pay-per-view buys. That's still pretty impressive. That's very impressive.
Yeah, I agree. You're taking one very big, very already highly anticipated and waited for championship fight in Weidman versus Belfort, moving that, which is now at 187, and that's a massive, gigantic card.
Bought my flight 2 days ago. I can't wait.
It's going to be impressive, to say the least.
We will be live. I'm sorry. I will be live.
You will be live.
The show will be live. You'll be back at the mothership over in Clearwater. I will be at the media center in Las Vegas on both Thursday and Friday for that huge event in May, and I definitely can't wait.
So you want to talk about 184?
Sure.
Okay. Obviously, it was the big to-do, the big brouhaha is 14 seconds. That was how long Ronda Rousey's fight took against Kat Zingano. Immediately offered a rematch to Kat Zingano, which I don't agree with.
Except there's nobody else there.
Honestly, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. The bottom line is the fight shook out how it shook out. It was a dominant. It was a reactionary fight, but it was a dominant fight. And if you're having two fighters that go toe to toe for five rounds and it's close, it's a split decision. Okay, then I can see a rematch. But this was nowhere near.
Is it ridiculous? And I don't know who started it, whether it was Ronda, whether it was Dana, or whether it was Ian McCall, or where it started. The fact that people are saying Ronda could take most men, and I believe she's now said she could take all of the men in that weight division.
I think it's not outside the realm of possibility. It will not happen. Absolutely
no,
will
never
not happen.
It'll never happen.
But no, I don't see that as being so far-fetched. She has the skill set. And I'm sure compared to at least a handful.
Who's the male champion in her weight class?
Bantamweight, 135. That's Jill Dillashaw.
You think she?
No, not Dillashaw.
That's what I'm saying. You think she can beat Dillashaw?
That's the champ. If we're talking the bottom
Ronda,
50%,
I believe Ronda Rousey said. Not,
she may have said that.
Well, and again, that's all that matters is what Ronda says. You know, us media clowns or, you know, that say whatever. Ronda claimed that she could beat 100% of the men in her division.
I do not believe that.
I do not believe she beats TJ Dillashaw.
No.
And I believe
she doesn't beat Henan Barrow either.
Yeah, because of those leg kicks.
Yeah.
You know, Henan's not going to get close enough.
No.
To go to the ground. And that's the only way Ronda wins is the arm bars.
Right.
She's not arm barring TJ Dillashaw.
No, and you put somebody as skilled at BJJ as Barrow up against her armbar.
I just have a problem with even us discussing it because so many people.
It's fun.
But it's not fun because I think it makes our sport look even worse than a lot of people already think it does.
Really?
Yeah, because you're talking about a male and a female fighting. And where we're having issues that people call it cockfighting, where they still have that problem with mixed martial arts and the fighting game. And now you're talking about a male and a female fighting. And we just talked about the Ray Rice thing.
I think, well, first off,
it's totally different.
No, it's totally different,
but it's still a male punching a female in the face.
But we're also talking about the female winning. That's the crux of the issue right now.
I think,
whether or not she has the ability to win.
And again, I'm the one that brought it up, so I'm going to beat myself up as soon as the show is over. But you're still talking about physical contact
Sure.
Of a male and a female on a sport that so many people have a problem with as it is. On the Talk, the View, the Chew, the Slap, all those other the shows, there was a big deal, and we talked about it last night on Knockout Radio, how McDermott and Tori Spelling have been thrown under the coals, or on the coals, for bringing their small children to UFC 184 in Los Angeles last week. They're being, you know, being ripped just because they brought kids to it, and now they're talking about males and females fighting. I'm just saying there's so many people that are against this sport to begin with, where they shouldn't be. This is going to add fuel to their fire in banning it, in blocking it, in whatever. Your thoughts on Spelling and McDermott, I think that's his name, bringing their, I think, 6 and 7 year olds to the fight?
I'm okay with it. I'll allow it.
You're allowing it? It's okay with you?
Yeah.
I was once written in a newspaper the worst parent in America because I had my 9-year-old at a UFC event back when it was a little more graphic than it is now.
Well, and I think there's, I'm not agreeing with that statement at all, but I think there's, I understand why people could and would say that at that time. This was 96, right?
I don't know.
Answers, yes.
Okay.
It was 1996. It was UFC 11, and we're talking about the sport, not only the organization, but the sport was still very, very new, and wasn't as widely accepted as it is now. We've had Frankie Edgar on the show and on the Thursday night show, and he said, in his opinion, MMA is mainstream. So I think it is a lot more acceptable now.
Yeah, but it's not.
I agree with him. I'm on.
You agree that MMA's mainstream?
I do.
When was the last time you saw an MMA story in the Tampa Bay newspaper? Almost never.
Well, I've never read the Tampa Bay newspaper, so. Yeah.
Screeching hot.
Yeah. So
they don't do stories on it. Most media outlets, newspapers and such, don't do stories on MMA. I disagree. I do not, and it's the sport I love. If you were to tell me go interview this guy or this MMA fighter, I don't care who that person is to the left, and I really don't care who it is to the right. 9 out of 10 times. So I guess I do care. I would go to the MMA guy.
Okay, so Joe Schmuckatelli.
Oh, I'm interviewing him.
One of your favorite guys in the world.
He is my favorite guy, not one of.
Your favorite guy in the world. Chances are, where does he get his sports news? Local newspaper, four-letter network. Or just let's say TV media.
I'm going to say my favorite person, Joe Schmuckatelli.
Or even online media.
Is online. So you can get it. So, yeah, you can get MMA news online, but you're not going to get it at, even though I know the New York Times and some of those biggies have started on certain things. They'll do some Ronda stuff. They'll do some Brock Lesnar stuff. And it's starting to get water, by the way. Brock Lesnar,
yeah,
Frank Mir.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll go back to that poll question. Which would you rather? And we will discuss this in weeks upcoming. What would you rather see? Ronda Rousey versus anyone except for Cyborg and a male. Just, you know, so that we can specify, or Brock Lesnar versus Frank Mir. And that'll be the poll question sponsored by PostShare.com. We'll get it up on the website, and we will move forward with that. If you want to go to Festivals of Speed, shoot us an email. Go to the website, KnockoutRadio.com. Tell us why you want to go. We'll hook some people up with tickets. If you want to get in touch with us, through Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At KOX.
Have a great weekend. I'm in Dallas next week. You're at the Mothership. We'll see everybody next week.